pleased with the effort levels that the players put in, and we created a lot of chances today, and on another day we win convincingly. Anyone that was here could see we were the better side and just couldn't quite take our chances. But the most pleasing thing for me was, we spoke about midweek, the effort levels that we've put in against Cheltenham, and keeping that bar where it is. We've set the standard high, and I thought the effort levels were great today.
It was a bit of a sucker punch to fall behind, because you were magnificent up until that moment.
Yeah, no, we started the game really well, bright and on the front foot, and created some good chances. And then I think the only shot they had crept in on his left foot in the bottom corner, and barely reached the goal. And you know, it's just dribbled in, and it did rock us for 5 minutes, but we reacted well off of the back of that, and had a real good spell. And in the end, we should win the game convincingly. But the most important thing is that we worked hard and we created some really good chances today.
It would have been incredibly harsh if you'd gone in at half-time behind. You did manage to equalise in stoppage time.
Yeah, good finish by James Ayer, just gambling in behind the defence, and a calm, composed finish. And he's done that for a long time, and James is a good finisher. And as long as we can keep creating those opportunities for him, then I'm sure he will take more than he misses. But the most important thing is those strikers are getting chances, and our luck will change at some point. And you know, somebody soon is going to get a beating off us.
I think Matt Patterson has been one of your shining lights this season, but I guess he must feel that today could have done better with some of the chances that came his way.
Yeah, he's disappointed, and rightly so. I think, you know, he's missed two or three good chances, and only because he's a great lad. He's got a fantastic attitude, and he wants to score goals. He's hungry to do well for the club, and you know, that's important. That it hurts him, but he's got to make sure that he keeps his head up and continues to keep getting them chances, because more often than not, he's scoring them.
That was Dan Strugnell. He went off injured in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously had a centre-half food deal put on us this year, and we keep having to plug that gap with different players, and Struggs has been great in there. Obviously, he normally plays right-back for us and played there for quite a while now at centre-half, and he's had to come off, you know, he's with his calf, so we'll have to assess him. But he tried to play on and get through it, but there's, you know, was no good. And but Jake Thompson come on at right-back and done very well for us, and Harry Medway had to slot in at left-side centre-half. So we've got a left-back playing at centre-half and a winger playing at right-back. So, but they've done well today. I was pleased with the application.
Why can we put your finger on why Hawks have had a couple of great seasons and this one isn't particularly living up to the heights of the other ones since you've been here?
Yeah, I think we've had major personnel out injured. Ed Harris and Brian Dutton have been the centre pairing for me in the last 2 years, when we've had the second best and the best defensive record in the league. Ed Harris hasn't kicked the ball for me, and Brian Dutton's just come back. He's played the last couple of games, so after being out for 6 weeks. So you take any centre-half pairing that's, you know, played together for 2 years out of the team, it's going to cause you problems. And off the back of that, we've had other injuries as well. So I honestly think it's down to injuries. We've got the best squad I've had at the club since I've been here. Just we haven't had the whole squad to choose from at one point.
Do you feel personally under pressure when the team's nearer the bottom than the top?
No, not at all. No, I think the chairman's obviously been in the game a long time. He knows, he watches every game week in and week out. He can see the how much it's hurt us losing those two centre halves, and you know, we've been trying to plug gaps with it, and the sooner we can get them back the better, because I think we've turned the corner now with Brian Dutton coming back though. He's given us that bit of experience and knowledge in there, and he's done it at a good level for a long time, and he's that calming influence at the centre half position.
And a succession of away games coming up now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Two big games for us. You know, the pressure will be on them to win their games, like it is us to try and win ours here. I mean, at times we're a little bit open today because we tried to win the game, and we did push and knock at the door. But you know, that's it's two big games coming up for us, and teams that are in and around us as well. So it's important we get something on the road.
You put a bid in for Justin Bennett at Gosport. He's signed a contract there now. Disappointed not to get him?
Yeah, disappointed, because obviously he's got a fantastic record at our level, and he's a good goal scorer. But you know, we didn't get a chance to speak to him, so he signed a new contract at Gosport, and fine, that's the way it is. It's, for me, it's gone. It was an opportunity for me to try and get a good player to us and try and reignite a partnership, but they didn't want it to happen. But for me, it's gone. It's passed. I don't want to keep reading about it in the paper 2 weeks later. You know, they've said no. Fine, we'll move on.
It's sometimes a bit sort of tit for tat and mind games across the two clubs.
Not for my behalf. I don't air dirty washing in public. If I've got something to say, I will say it. All I'm trying to do is look after my team and my job, and I suggest Alex does the same.
I suppose that adds spice when those derbies come around about Christmas time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, it's it should be. You know, we're 8 miles apart, wherever we are, and it should be a good derby. You know, the fans want to see a bit of grit and a bit of determination and a bit of fight, as well as good football. And, you know, I'm sure they'll get that this year.